listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one.
Slamming those wings like that. I said, "No, look, bitch, I'm gonna have to comment on that." Like
Winnie ate the poo.
Yes. Okay. It's, Cocaine Bear.
You know what I realized earlier? You know what I realized this today when I was at the gym. I haven't ate no ass in over a year.
Oh my God! Are you on like an ass?
I have not had my tongue in nobody's booty hole.
So. When you like link with guys, like, how does it transpire? It goes like, because you don't suck dick. So it literally goes from you coming over there to like them just sticking it in you.
First of all, I don't really link. I don't really be doing the linking. Okay. But the times that I do link, it's just like people who don't like getting their ass ate or just don't, I don't know. I just don't be meeting the right folks, I guess.
What you need to do is just sneak it in. Like while you're stuck, you don't suck a dick. There's no proper way for you to sneak it in because you go from point A to like the grand finale. Like just, bitch, they had to kick it in.
I mean, they eat my ass. They, you know. Okay. Do what they need to do.
You need to start giving more too. Give up your throat. Give up that tongue. Tops be liking that shit. A lot of tops like their ass. If not their ass, they like their gooch licked at least. And so you just.
Since I've been in Houston, I've only had sex with two people in the whole 2 years that I've been here, and have not eaten either of their asses. Now I've done other things with other people. So, like, last year around this time, I want to say it was some guy that I met one night and I fell in love with him and I was doing all types of stuff in. But,
like, what does that mean?
And not fell in love, like, for real. I just, it was like some
magical,
toxic shit in the air. And I was just like, I love him. Literally, this first time I laid eyes on him, I was like, this is the one.
That's how I feel about most guys.
Delusional shit, but it was fun.
That's how I feel about most guys I meet. I'm like, oh, I really think I might like you. And then I'm like, halfway through, I'm like, I regret this already.
I'm not feeling this at all.
I regret this life I chose. I feel like
I go through those stages a lot, though. Like, I'll think I like somebody, and then, like, it'll either take, like, one thing they do.
Yeah.
Or I'll just talk myself out of liking them. I don't know.
I feel like that's normal though. I feel like we've all like come to, well, after you get a certain age, you come to a point where you're just like, I'm not about to waste time on all these red flags. I'm about to go over here with somebody else. It can be like it can only have to be fully red. It can be like a pale pink flag. You're like, oh, that's one. Gotta go.
Cause I was about to say, they don't even really be doing nothing. Like I just be like,
Hi, hello. I'm the problem, it's you.
Well, we've already established that. I don't know. Oh, I was about to say something, but you know, I'll say something. People be listening to the podcast.
I don't care if they listen. This guy messaged me on Jacked and was like, okay. We were like going, like, you know, the pleasantries. Like, he's like saying good morning and all this other stuff. I'm like, just follow me on Instagram. So I come to find out we already follow each other. And he starts liking my picture after liking his. And then so I message him. And I'm just like, what's up? He said, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. We continue on the conversation. And like, we're like, ask each other what we're doing. I'm like, oh, I'm about to walk my dog. He said, oh, okay. And I'm like, oh, are you allergic or something? And he's like, no, I'm just not a dog person. I'm just like, oh my God. So I was already like,
that's me.
Out of here. And then the conversation continues on. And then he just like, literally just like, I'm like, oh, okay then. And he just reacts to my comment, like to what I reply. And I'm just like, so I asked him, I said, so what was I supposed to say? And he was like, you didn't even have to reply. Whoa, how did we get here? And this is...
Okay, so let me get this straight. He messaged you, or wait, you messaged him?
We were talking on Jack.
And he just reacted to your message.
Yes, I replied to like something he had, like to... I replied to him saying he's just not a dog person. I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, he just reacted to me saying that and then like didn't say anything else.
What was the reaction?
A thumbs up. And I was like, oh, that's not a good reaction. Because if somebody give you the thumbs up, it's like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And so that's what led me to the question. Is someone reacting to a message, an actual reply? Like, what are you, like, is that a conversation ender? What are you supposed to do to that? I don't get it.
So, right off the bat, this is your fault.
Oh my God, is it? I blocked him.
Yeah, because if somebody reacts with a thumbs up, you just go mind your business, go do something else, go mow the lawn, go start the laundry, like just do anything else besides responding to them.
I don't understand why. Because honestly, it's like we were
the reaction is the end of the conversation.
Exactly. That's why, and that's what led me to being like, okay, so what was I supposed to reply? Like, what was I supposed to reply to a thumbs up? Because we were literally just conversating.
Oh wait, so you said that to him, right?
Yes, I asked him. I was like asking him, like, okay, so what was I supposed to like say, like? Because the conversation legit was like thumbs up. I'm like, I don't get it.
You were supposed to say nothing. And you definitely weren't supposed to say that.
Oh, no. I said it on purpose. Because literally, he had been following me and adding me on every fucking dating site. So now I finally talk to you. And then we're continuing the conversation. So you give me a thumbs up. What was I supposed to reply to that? Like, you're literally saying that you don't like.
Because it was the dog.
Exactly.
It was the dog.
Oh, no. That's why I was on 10. That's why I even asked him, like, so what was I supposed to reply? Because you literally said you're not a dog person. I'm a dog dad. So that literally just canceled you out automatically. He was just like, I was broadening my horizons and he had potential and this is what happened. And then so I blocked,
we are deading that P word. We're done with it.
What's the P word?
Your potential is not gonna maybe enough for me to like you. And I want people to feel that way about me as well. If you think I got potential to be, don't even worry about it, baby. We done.
But he has potential because I don't know him. Like, I literally look at his Instagram photos. I'm like, okay, this is, like, you have potential to be something I would like. Let me see what more to you. Like,
don't dress nice?
He dresses nice. He does. He had potential. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was like, he checked the boxes on what I would like. I'm like, oh, okay, but, like, he's not DL. So the conversation, it was just like, okay, cool. And I'm like, I know I can fully proceed with this interaction. And so that's why I'm like, okay, you done added me. We're talking. And then you just react. You just give me a reaction? No. Like, what the fuck? And so he was like, you didn't even have to reply.
Okay, but I have a question for you. A legit question.
Yeah.
Why did you even reply to that?
Because I wanted to know, like, literally, like, what was I supposed to say? Like, cause I didn't know. Like, I said, oh, okay. Like, I legit didn't know. And I'm like, okay, so, like, I know, like, is the conversation over? Or, like, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, okay, I'll just take it upon myself. And I'm like, you don't even have to reply to this. Goodbye. And I blocked him on everything. So after I block him, I get back on the other app to block him on there, too. And I see those chats. It's bubbles popping up. Like, he's typing me. And he's going off. He was like, why you have to go so hard? I'm just like, wait, how am I, like, I don't understand.
Friend, I'm not on your side.
Oh, you don't have to be. Because the thing is, and that's why I'm saying, let's be frank. That's why I be talking about. It'd be like the little bullshit ass weak pussy shit that be throwing me off. Because literally, it's just like, okay, so you did all this to get my attention. You have my attention. And now you like the conversation over. Okay, so the conversation over. I'm blocking you on everything. And so you get further on another app to tell me I'm going hard after you tell me that I didn't even have to reply to you. Huh? Are you dumb? Bitch, wrong one.
So his response was overkill. Like, he could have just also not responded, right?
I hate it.
Dodged a major bullet.
No, I honestly think he was like a narcissist when he comes. I don't even know the nigga, but I'm looking at his profile. you know when you fuck, where you
just gonna diagnose his ass.
That's what somebody else told me. Like, that's just a really bad habit I do. I'm just like, it's certain things that I pick up really fast on, because that's like, those are like things that I try to avoid. So it's characteristics of people that I look at. Like, when you're overly boastful about what you have, I'm just like, oh, okay. cool, whatever. Like maybe you just grew up poor and you're not used to having things. So it's like you want to flash it off. Cool. I reason with things because I don't know where someone's been. I don't know someone's story, and I would want that same type of respect and chance back. So I'm like, okay, he has potential. And then for it, like him to like jump on the other app and tell me I went hard for nothing. And I was like, well, you told me I didn't have to reply. And he was like, you are a fucking clown. And I'm just like, what's going on here? I literally blocked you.
All right, this has escalated too far.
Yeah, and so I blocked him. Like, he was still, like, it was bubble after bubble after bubble. And I'm just like, conversation over, bye. Like, and I'm just like, I don't understand that. You did, like, he said himself, if he had not been sassy and said, you didn't even have to reply.
So you don't think your response to the thumb wasn't sassy?
Yeah.
Because that was sassy.
Oh, yeah. It was sassy. Because I feel like the thumbs up was sassy. I feel like it's all a chain of reaction. Like, literally, all he had to do was just be like, okay, so what's next? Like, literally, that's all, like, it's simple communication. But see,
what's next for him was the end of it because you have a dog. That's what the conversation seemed like. So, I
would have
left that alone.
And that's dog. I would
just be like, okay, you don't like dogs.
And that's what the conversation, I didn't get a chance to leave it alone. He would just like, thumbs up. I said, like, I didn't, like, what else was there a chance to move the conversation along at? And that'd be the pussy ass shit that I'd be talking about. Like, it'd be little stupid shit like that that'd be throwing me off about niggas. Because it's like, literally all you had to be was just like, what are you sending me a thumbs up for? What the fuck is the point of the thumbs up? You literally could just continue the conversation. He literally could have continued the conversation. It's like, in the time he spent to literally hold down on that Instagram reply then scroll over and click the thumbs up, which was yellow, so he doesn't even use that thumbs up. So he had to go search through his reactions to find that thumbs up and send it to me. He could have replied and continued the fucking conversation.
He didn't even give you a brown thumbs up.
Yes, that's why I was just like, bitch, you're playing me right now. Like, that's why I like. And then he tells me I went hard. Nigga, you ain't seen me go hard. That was a softball, bitch. Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, I can go hard.
I'm gonna go ahead and just lay it out right now. I'm on his side. But what you
it is the beginning of Pride Month, and you're not siding with your cistern. This is the faggotry that we be fighting against all year round. This is it.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm on his side. I felt like everybody knew that a reaction, like a exclamation mark or you know, laughing emoji, any type of reaction to something you said to somebody or something is like not a cue to continue the conversation.
Right.
So if he had sent me a thumbs up on my thing, of me saying I had a dog, I would have took that as, okay, he's done. And so I'm done. And so I would not have said to him,
that's asinine. Why'd you
send me a thumbs
that's
up?
That's fucking asinine. Like,
wait, what's asinine?
The thought that you have to seriously be like, well, I assume that they mean this. Bitch, you're grown. Speak your mind. Is the conversation over? What was I supposed to reply? Like, I don't understand. That's why I'm just like, I communicate. I talk. I use my words. That's why I don't understand, like, the thumbs up and reaction as a thing where it should be like, well, that should mean that the conversation's over and we shall continue this in 5 to 7 business days. Nigga, you just literally started talking to me.
I don't know why. I just don't see how that's perplexing.
It's not that it's perplexing. It's the fact of the conversation.
I get that it irritates you, but I just don't get the reaction to it because it's just like, I don't know.
It's the fact of you're literally, okay, so we're conversating. Or whatever the word is, conversing. I don't know. I never know what word to use. Whatever. So,
like, I reacted to one of your messages earlier. You didn't cuss me out.
Yeah, because I've assumed the conversation over because we had a conclusive ending. There was no conclusive ending to me and his conversation. Literally, the conversation had just began. Like, we were literally talking, literally, from what were you doing? Oh, I'm doing my laundry. Oh, me too. Blah, blah, blah. I sent a video. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, oh, so literally, is the conversation over? Like, even if the conversation, okay, so let's say the conversation was over. Don't react at all. What is the point of the reaction? If the conversation was over, you could have just left it fucking alone up there empty. Like, what are you fucking reacting to?
You know, that's how I feel about LOL. You know, when somebody just replies LOL and that's it, like, that really bothers me.
Yeah, Bitch, that is don't the reply. One
thing that pisses me off. Because it's like, you didn't have to do that.
You could have. Listen, I was better off thinking that you had didn't see my fucking message than knowing that you saw my message and didn't think enough to fucking reply. Like, it's like leave it alone. Like, what are you doing? So what about, like, what are we talking about now? Like,
but okay, so going forward, I think you should know that if somebody thumbs you up, it's done.
No, the next person that reacts to my fucking message, they're getting blocked. Okay? Because bitch, if the conversation's done, don't start fucking conversations. Like, there's not even an ending to the conversation. That's the problem. Like, okay, so that's why I'm like, are we done?
But it is the ending. Even though y'all didn't finish y'all statements or whatever, that's the end.
That's why it's dumb. It's like, okay, so wait, are we done talking in general? Should I, like, not, like, it literally, okay, is the conversation over? Or should I, like...
It just means we're done with this right now. That don't mean I might not hit you up tomorrow. Yeah. Or I might not reply to your story tomorrow. But this section is done.
Literally, don't fucking start two-minute conversation with me, bitch. I'm a very busy person. I don't have 2 minutes out of my time to spare for fucking chit-chat about fucking laundry and my fucking child. And then, like, that's, like, I feel like, you know, like, when a single mom tells a guy that she has a child, they're like, oh, like, uh-oh, trouble. And they, like, ditch her on the side of the road. That's how I felt. And I was, like, thinking about this earlier, just, like, we actually talked about it on the podcast before. It's, like, oh, my God, what would I do if, like, the right guy came along, he didn't like my dog? I would have to get rid of the right guy because my child isn't going anywhere. And so it was just, like, that's why I'm just, like, okay, so, like, you're not allergic. Did you have a bad experience with dogs? Like, it was so many things I wanted to know based off that, but I didn't get a chance to because I fucking got a thumbs up. A yellow thumbs up. You know what?
See, that's your real problem.
A yellow thumbs up.
You wanna know stuff too much.
I want to know everything because if I'm invited, yeah, I do. If I'm inviting you into my space, I feel like there's certain things, like, basic things that I should understand or I should know. Just like it's basic under things that I, like, I hope that if you want to be around me and in my life and all this other stuff, you will want to know. Like, I don't think I should have mindless people just, like, filling non-player NPC character roles in my life. Like, it's just unnecessary. It's just like, okay, so, like, if we're going to be close or if we're going to be cool, if we're going to have something going on, I feel like we should have a basic foundation of who each other are or is or whatever. So, I like to understand people. Yes, I do. I'm nosy.
I think that's fair, but, some stuff for me is like, I don't, a lot of stuff, and sometimes it could just me being like, you know, me, which is like, sometimes I can be kind of difficult, but some stuff for me is just like self-explanatory. Like, oh, I don't want to say this because I don't know. Who, okay.
Just there's like, blank it out. Elusive.
There's like,
oh,
I just feel like there are certain cues people should, like, pick up on, especially when dealing with me, because it's just like, I don't know. But in fairness, I do expect people to be mind readers because I feel like I'm a mind reader. Like, I can read the energy. I can read the room. So I'd be expecting people to do the same for me. But I run into a lot of people who are, like, just, like, all up in my business. And I'm like, back the fuck up. I didn't say anything because I didn't want you to know anything, and I don't want you to have a response, and I don't want you to question me. Like, I just want this to be the end. But, like, in regards to, like, the dog situation, I'm totally on his side about that because it's like, dogs just really irritate me. Like, I like dogs from afar. I follow a lot of dog pages on my Finsta. Like, they're so cute. They're fucking adorable. They're like man's best friend, like, for real. Don't ever want to have another dog in my life. Like, I will be totally never. Fine without it.
Never.
Because it's just like not is I don't want to get up at 7 a.m. and walk you. I don't want to clean up your messes when you poop on my floor. Okay, I'm gonna tell this story real quick. I had a friend, I babysat a friend's dog a weekend or so ago, maybe 2 weekends ago now, and it was a nightmare. Like, I did it out of, like, friendship. Because, like, my friend asked me to do a favor. So, I was like, fine. Against my will. I didn't really want to do it. But it was like, obviously, he needed a babysitter. So, fine. But, like, it just reminded me why I got rid of my dog. Because I had to walk you. This is so sad. I had to feed you. You wanna play. You wanna
as Wolfgang makes
you wanna exist. Like, it's just really stressful for me. And like sometimes I think, okay, maybe I'm a cat person. It's like I can't imagine having a cat shitting in my house all the time. Like I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of the pet hair. I could probably do a cat. They're more on my level. But I say all that to say,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dogs are like low-key a deal breaker. Like, it would have to be a situation where like your dog is like super trained and you know that I'm not helping you raise this child at all, which is unfair if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody be like, I'm not taking care of that dog. But you know, let's lay it out on the table early. I don't even want to greet the dog.
And that's the thing. I feel like you will feel like that, and then you will actually start liking the fucking dog, and you'll be like, okay, this is a part of my life. Because that's how most people...
But listen, like, I'm cool with dogs. Like,
that's why I'm just... I feel like you're anti-everything until you start having to do it. That's naturally how you are in general.
Yeah, but I had to raise a dog for 10 months, okay? I raised that bitch from baby to, like... She was, like, you know, a grown woman damn near. She was almost a year when I got rid of her.
Yeah.
I've seen enough. Okay. We're done.
And the chances are the dog might not even like you back. So the dog probably won't want anything to do with you. That's what I'm saying. You never know. And it's just like.
Break up the relationship early. And like, if I walk into a man's house and his dog don't like me, I'm like, I'm going to go. Because he don't want me here. And so you shouldn't either. You should listen to your pup. Because he got senses that I don't have.
I don't know. Because Wolfgang likes you automatically. So I don't know. I feel like maybe
because I'm cool with dogs.
That's why this is all just so stupid.
And I like Wolfgang because I don't have to take care of him, you know.
Yeah, and more than likely, unless you're moving in with the nigga you're dating, you won't have to take care of that fucking dog too. You're going to be over there approximately 5 hours before you fly back to your house in a fucking flash speed.
I know. I've seen it. Niggas will be like, well, can you walk the dog for me? Like, I've seen it happen to other people.
And then you're going to be fucking whipped and in love and mushy-gushy and be like, okay, I fucking walk the fucking dog.
And now if this my man, I'm going to do whatever. But it's like,
exactly. So shut up, bitch.
That's still my opinion, though. I don't fuck with dogs, and I really would prefer to not date somebody with a dog.
Yeah, and then that nigga going to tell you walk your dog, you're going to begrudgingly do it, too.
Yeah, because that's my nigga, but I really like, whatever.
That's what makes it perfect. You're like, yeah, because that's my nigga. Right after your TED talk about how you don't want anything to do with these bitches.
Like, I don't believe, like...
These bitches are not my son.
I am kind of a selfish person. I would say that, but that I might have a right to be. I'm by myself all the time. I'm selfish, okay?
Yeah.
But... You know, you can't be in a relationship and just be handing out no's all the time. Nigga asked me to walk his dog, I'm gonna walk the damn dog.
I think that's cute. And I feel like you would probably get fucking brownie points because he know you fucking hate dogs after listening to this fucking episode. And so he'll probably come home and fuck you senseless.
Oh, I let niggas know. I was talking to somebody maybe a week or so ago, and I met him and the dog. I had met them previously, but I met them again. Plainly, but maybe not so plainly, saying like, not a dog person. Like, I was just like, his dog is very well trained though. Like, she's like I didn't hear a bark or nothing. But anyway, welcome to the podcast, y'all. This is the boys.
Oh my god, I forgot. What a fucking bullshit ass show. And I'm Ken Lush.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in for another week and listening to us ramble about puppies and niggas for the first 25 minutes. I love that.
That's wild. But I feel like there's nothing else better we should start with than talking about niggas and bitches.
Well, what else is going on in your world?
I think we got YouTube this comments week. And shit, I think.
Oh, let's check them out.
Let's see.
If y'all haven't already, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Boys Next Door Pod. Check us out. We drop videos every Saturday, and y'all can follow us on Instagram. I'm getting better with the reels. I'm trying to post them every day, so hope y'all enjoy those. Do we have any comments?
Yeah, we have. These are a little late. These are from last week, but Eric Hargrove says, "Love you guys. We love you too, Eric." We have a new subscriber, Robert. Thanks for following. And then Black Sandals said, "Ken."
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, he's back. Guess who's back? He says, "Ken, just so you know, all black moms are struggle apologists. Wait until you are a little older than 23 and she starts pretending she don't remember nothing from the past." I don't remember what that was regarding, but I think that's from the Miss Frizzle's trick hole episode. So, but thank you.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, who knows? Well, thank you for your comment. And thank y'all for subscribing and all that shit too. Especially on like Instagram. Y'all been like highly engaged. So we appreciate that.
Okay, well, let's get into the rest of the topics that we have for today. As you get older, did the type of man that you're into change at all? Yes, no, maybe so.
No.
you've been liking dirty dick trades since elementary school. I can tell.
In elementary school, I wasn't really thinking about boys. Like,
did you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I did. I was in a faithful relationship from like pre-K to like fifth grade. She transferred school. So her name was Angela, my first girlfriend. We did everything together. it was crazy, but it was interesting. We were like the school couple. Like everybody knew we were together. Our parents knew we were together. We were like official. Like we were out here, and so. Yeah, like
Just based off of that, you've been molded into this hopeless romantic that you are today. A relationship for 5 years in elementary school is fucking nuts.
No, like I feel like I was molded into like being a hopeless romantic just from like always like just how much love I've just like always been like surrounded by and like just like the mushiness and the gift giving and all that shit, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's just how I was raised in general. And I feel like that's just, like, how I show love. And I love having a person to show that love to and love on and have around and all that shit like that. So I'm all about that shit. Like, that's just how I was raised. And then, like, but, you know, like, right now I feel like I'm so, like, anti, like, I don't see myself having a boyfriend right now. And so, like, I don't want to say I'm hopeless romantic in this current era of myself. But I feel like right now I'm just, like, there's so much out there to, like, I really just want to keep exploring, keep doing. And I'm just like, a man is just going to hold me back and tie me down. So I can't do it right now.
So when did your affection for Dirty Dick Trade begin?
I feel like I... bitch. Go to hell first. But I feel like...
I just want
to
know.
I don't think it's an addiction. I think I'm just, in general, really attracted to the masculine features of a guy. I'm really attracted to, like, just overall just a strong testosterone essence coming, like, from a guy. Like, I really, really enjoy that. And so I feel like when it comes to, like, even my last relationship, I feel like my last relationship was the perfect blend of, like, super strong masculinity and then, like, having, like, these really quirky inserts of like femininity that I really, really just found myself liking. And so it's just like I feel like that has changed more than anything else. Because before it was strictly like, I need you to be a man out here in the streets working the cornfields. But now I'm just kind of like, I don't mind you working the cornfields and then come home and watch RuPaul and shit like that. And so it's just like, I like having that fair blend. I guess like nowadays they categorize as like butch queens or whatever. I really like that. So I get to change.
that's not a new term, by the way.
Yeah, whatever.
Girl, that term predates us.
So whatever.
Yeah, I do love a butch queen. I consider myself to be a butch queen. I'm like 65% butch. Whatever the rest is. I'm not good at math.
65, I'm not good at math either. Okay. I was doing that.
35. I'm like 65 bush, yes. 35 queen, you know?
You're pretty butch. You're like, you're very dykey. Like I can see you with a flannel and a lumberjack, like being like a axe, just out there in the field working.
I'm very handy. I always say, like, whoever my future man is going to be, like, nothing's ever going to be broken around the house for longer than 24 hours. I love that. I'm going to fix it.
Yeah, see, and that's what I be needing. Because I don't need nobody like me coming here like, we got to wait for the fixer man to come fix it. I need my man to get on it. Listen, I'm so prepared. I got a toolbox ready for him. So whatever he needs to fix, I'm ready. I'm prepared.
I'm so handy, I don't even have a toolbox, but it's going to get fixed.
Oh, so you like a Flintstone worker, but you use your hands and feet to get it done.
You know, when you grow up poor, you don't have many options. Okay. Like, you learn how to fix shit yourself.
Very Oliver Twist. You know? Very Oliver Twist.
But yeah, I do like me a butch queen, but I like masculine men, I like feminine men. Like, I don't really have a type. So I don't know if my type has changed. I've pretty much dated, like, the guys I've dated really run the gamut. Like, I really can't.
I like that. Run the gamut. Category. Whoa. That's a hot term.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I will say I am...
I'm really still digging Run the Gambit. It's like replaying in my head. That's crazy.
You never heard that term before?
I mean, on like TV shows, I just never heard someone use it in like...
Like nobody really... Let's bring that back. Let's bring back Run the Gambit. I don't really hear that unless I'm like watching some old people political shows and shit like that.
Exactly. What's next? You asked to bring back slavery too. Let's leave it where it's at. Nobody's running any gambits around here, okay?
Yeah, we need to bring back, you know, old school colonialisms into this generation, you know?
Like when you can challenge somebody to a duel, you walk up and you just slap them. Bring that back.
We need to do old school jousting, you know, like Game of Thrones.
Now we get on our horses and we knock your hoes down.
But I will say I am finding it very difficult because, like, I'm starting to speak to guys. I'm not talking to nobody, but I'm speaking to them, right?
Speaking is crazy.
And I'm finding that I am very easily irritated because... everybody wants to talk all the time. And I find it really difficult. It's hard for me to respond back to work messages. Like, I don't know why people want to be like, they want to text me all day. And it's like, I'm not even purposely ignoring them, but it's like, now I have to teach you a lesson. Because I'm finna show you that I'm not finna text you all day. Because I'm at work. And I'm just not going to do that. Like, I would rather have a phone call or in person conversation.
This is so sick. This is like...
It's ridiculous.
It's like you want to play Silent Library. Everybody just sit in their spaces and shut the fuck up. Like, this is crazy.
That would be perfect. That would be perfect. But it's not realistic, though, because, yeah, you need to talk to people if you want to date them. But it's like, then I realize I don't really want to date nobody that much if I got to talk to them all the time.
Maybe the thing is you just haven't, like, found somebody that you, like, enjoy. Like, I feel like my ex was that way. I don't hate talking about him, but I feel like that's the best example. But he was, like, the same way, too. He's like, bitch, I'd rather die in silence than ever talk to anyone ever in my life. And I'm just like, here I come, like, woo, woo, woo. And it changed. And it was just, like, we generally just enjoy talking to each other. So maybe it just takes, like, the right person to bring you out of that mindset of just being like, I don't really want to talk to you.
But see, I don't know if it's going to take the right person because somebody can come along and try to show me the way. I have to be willing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not saying them being like, I'm about to force you to be this way. But I mean more so just like, it just naturally happens. Like, you're just like, you start talking, like, before you start work, you'll just start talking and the conversation just continues on. Like, cause I feel like sometimes I've had those conversations where I'm just like, mindlessly replying, and the next thing I know, it's just like, oh, I've been talking to this person all day. I feel like it happens, like, even if you don't plan on it, if you, like, just genuinely enjoy the conversation. But most niggas
that used to happen to me when I was younger.
Yeah, it still happens to me sometimes.
I don't know. I just find that...
What happened between when you were younger and now that had you, like, jaded? You're just, like, silence and silence and darkness.
First of all, I've always been, like... a recluse, so to speak. Like, ever since I remember, like, being in, I remember going to pre-K for the first time. And like, it was always like a thing. Like, my teachers would always tell my mom, like, he doesn't socialize, he doesn't talk, right? And looking back, I think the teachers were probably coming from a perspective of, is he autistic? Is he like something wrong with them? But I'm sure they probably presented that to my mom. She probably was like, not going for that shit. So, but like, in hindsight, I can see that might have been a reason why they would just be making a big deal about me not talking. And then I remember it being a thing when it would teachers would report like, oh, he's talking and playing with the other children. It's like, in my head, I never really thought about that. But of course, looking back, I can see like, why are y'all making a big deal about this? So I've always just been like to myself. And I was the only boy, it was the youngest. Like, I didn't have to share anything. I really didn't have to, like, you know, I really didn't have other people to be around. So I was just always like that. So it just gets worse the older I get, because I'm just like more and more content doing that, which is being by myself.
I think, I don't know. I feel like, I feel like it'll change when it's supposed to change. I just feel like it has to be a willingness, like, on your end for you to want someone around you that much, and like actually be receptive to like actually like welcome them around you that much. But I feel like it's just like a certain type of like guard you have to like eventually let down to get to that point. Because like in general, like, now it just feel like for me personally, I just feel like I don't really want to deal or be tied to anything right now. Like, I just don't. I just don't want to have any responsibility. And I feel like relationships and all that shit is another responsibility. And a lot of times people don't look at it that way, which is why they treat it how a lot of people treat their relationships with different type of people. It's a responsibility. And so it's just like, that's not something I want right now. And I feel like once you're willing to actually take on the responsibility of wanting to deal with somebody else, I feel like it'll be a lot easier for you. Because you might find, like, the weirdest motherfucking person who's sending you, like, fucking, like, nerdy-ass articles about fucking, like, I don't know, fucking, like, war crimes and shit that you can, like, watch.
Yeah, that would interest me. See, that's the thing.
Yeah. Like, people's have to speak
your language. I'm going to get to another point that I have to make that's kind of related to this. But, like, I think, like, somebody has to just be patient enough with me because they like me enough to want to be patient. And they just have to, like, pique my interest in a way where I'm like, okay, I want to, like, speak to this person more, hang out with this person more. But Iyanla Van Zant has this, I don't know if it's really a quote, but she said this on her show, and she was like, you have to be willing and ready at the same time to, like, do something. Like, I'm willing to, like, you know, date around, to get to know him, but I'm not Yay. Necessarily ready to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the two don't meet yet. So yeah, that's my problem. But but that brings me to another point, which is like, people really don't understand what introversion is. And
I saw your reel you made.
Yeah, it was in response to a TikToker where this girl was like, and actually went viral. Like, the stuff that I never want to go viral goes viral. I was just, okay, whatever. But I was responding to this girl. Fuck you, TikTok. And she was like, she was on a rant about something else. But in that rant, she said, this is why I don't date introverts. If a man tells me he's an introvert, blocked, because you want me to do all the work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I was just pretty much, I went on from that and was like, that's not even what introverts is. Somebody who's just like not interested in you, not giving you much energy back, not really, you know, reciprocating the conversation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is not necessarily an introvert. This person might be socially awkward. They might have anxiety issues, or they might not be fucking into you and they don't want to keep talking to you. It's not always about introversion. Introverts really just enjoy being alone. They charge up alone, and they are extroverted or more social around people who they care about, and you have to have an actual conversation with them. So like you said, if somebody was like messaging me about fucking war crimes or some shit, that's something that's interesting to me. And it's not, hey, what you doing? How was your day? Oh, did you like the weather? Did you see The Little Mermaid? Did you see the new Spider-Man? Like, it's not like small talk. It's like a real conversation. So I had that problem over the weekend because I'm almost done. I went to like a game night kickback situation, whatever. Everybody there was lovely. Soon as I walked in the room, the anxiety swelled up in my forehead. I was like, I don't want to be here because I'm already knowing this happens to me every social thing I'm doing, whether it's work, whether it's like anything in life, always happens to me. Everybody's like, why are you so quiet? What's wrong with you? Why aren't you talking? Are you enjoying yourself? Are you not having fun? What do you want? Why are you not talking to us? All night, this one girl really came in my face and was like speaking into my eyeball. You know, somebody try to whisper like real close to your face. I felt her breath on my eyeball. That was the moment when I was like, I should have left 2 hours ago, but I'm definitely about to leave now. And so I just left without saying anything, which, you know, might be kind of rude, but I need to protect myself, okay? I don't want people in my face asking me why I'm not engaging with them, because that's adding to why I'm not engaging with y'all. I'm sitting here chilling, having a good time, even though I'm quiet, like I'm enjoying myself, but the irritation comes in when everybody's like, why aren't you talking? The somebody said to me, you look miserable. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm literally chilling. I'm like, damn. I don't understand what extroverts want out of people. Y'all want everybody to be on crack and steroids like y'all are. And it's like,
as an extrovert, like sometimes I know, like if I'm in a party setting, it's just like sometimes like you see somebody just sitting there. And like, honestly, this is literally just how I process it. I know if I go somewhere, I don't want to feel like I'm left out, or I don't have a person that I can lean on or I can talk to, or like a warm face. That, like, even anything, like if anything, like I know, like if something going on, I can come to that person. So whenever I, like if it's a party and I see someone sitting alone, I'm always just like, hey, I'm gonna just introduce myself, make them know like, hey, I'm cool, whatever, do your thing, but just know I'm here. It's all good vibes. And so I like to have that check-in with people, because like I've thrown parties, like, you know, like you've come to my parties, and it's just like it's so much going on at all times.
And by the way, same experience at your parties. Same experience. I don't know if you can hear me or not, because somebody just called me. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Oh my God!
I didn't stop my recording. Wait,
don't stop recording. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I was gonna say real quick. Same experience at your parties. Like, yeah. If I'm sitting there by myself, it's like at least five people in the room are like, "Are you okay? And I'm like, "I'm fine."
It's literally just like you just want to make sure that someone's good, because you don't want anybody to come in there and Hannah Baker themselves. Hey, I was at a party sitting alone and nobody came to something.
Wait, who's Hannah Baker?
From my 13th Reason. 13th Reason.
Oh, I never watched that show.
Yeah, she suddenly just offed herself. And you like, you don't want to be, you like, you don't want that, to, like, someone to write that down there as their 13th Reason. Why? I was sitting alone.
I get it now.
Yeah. And so bye, bitch. God. And so I don't,
I be like, saying like, I know what my 13th reason is, but now I know what that's about. Okay.
Yeah. And so that. So it's just like, I like to check in. And it's just so funny. I watched your reel after at work. There's this one guy who I work with, and he doesn't say anything. Like he doesn't, like, he's like, I know he's cool, and I've like tried to engage in the conversation. So like after I got picked up on the fact that he's just like not talking really, I'm like, okay, let me just back off. And then I see him talking to other people, and I'm just like, wait a minute. But I'm just like, okay, they've been here longer, whatever, nothing. And so it's just like, I'm just like, why don't you want to talk to me? Like, and so like, I saw your reel, and I was like, okay, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, he is super quiet. Like, I should like just like respect his space and just let him do his thing. And if you want to talk to me, back to my how I do things, I'd let him know that I'm friendly. And he can always just come back, and if you ever want to talk, he can talk. And so it's just like, I feel like a lot of people don't respect those boundaries and understanding of someone needing their space. But I feel like as long as someone's like not doing it maliciously, like you could tell if like someone's like, I don't like,
yeah, I've never felt like somebody, they might just like,
generally be curious to like get to know you. Yeah, it's not like you're an ugly person. Yeah. It's not like you don't look cool. Like you have cool hair. Like you have a mysterious aura. Those are the type of people, bye bitch. Those are the type of people that people like to know and like want. Like they don't know if you're a cool kid or you're a brooding kid. Like they don't know. And so it's just like, I feel like half the time people like, and especially black people want to pull you in automatically. Like every party I've gone to, no matter like what was going on, like, your people are your people, and they act like you're your people. They make you feel like you're a part of the party, no matter who you know. Like, that's just how it works. And so sometimes it's just like that anxiety, I think, that a lot of introverts have with social settings takes away from their true intentions that the person may be trying to bring them into. And so it's like I know, like, a lot of times, like, introverts are just like, hey, I have all these thoughts going on in my head right now. I can't really focus on this party because I'm thinking so hard. But then there's all this going on, and I really want to enjoy myself. And then I have all these people come.
But see, that's the thing, though. Yeah. A person that's thinking like that is not necessarily an introvert. They might be an introvert, and they might have social anxiety. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I happen to suffer from both.
Right.
So sometimes like I don't always give in to the social anxiety. Like sometimes I force myself to be more social. Like. But I have to want to, and it has to be organic. Somebody in the TikTok comments was like, and I was like, that sums it up so perfectly. A lot of extroverted people are more focused on just like getting you to behave the same way that they are versus trying to have an actual conversation. It's more so like they're forcing the interaction instead of just like either letting the interaction not happen or letting it happen organically. And so I'm just always like, maybe if you backed up like 30 feet and spoke to me from the other side of the room about something else other than why I'm not speaking, maybe I would be interested in engaging in the conversation. But it's just like, in my head, I'm like, I want to go home.
Even then, I don't buy that shit. Because introverts, y'all do not.
You don't buy what?
I don't buy. Maybe if we like spoke about something else or whatever. Like, no. Because like, no, that's not even how it works. Because there's like, I know
that's
because
how it works.
Yeah, no, it's not. Because I try to talk to that introvert at work because he randomly brought up cars, and so I was like, oh, he likes cars, and I'm like, okay, what type of car do you have? And he was like, told me the car. I'm just like, you were just having a full fledged conversation about the fucking car. I'm like, I brought it to your level. I'm like, try, like, that's what I'm just like, I can't talk to him.
But you see how you personalize that? That's not even about you.
I can't talk to him.
Didn't feel like talking at all.
He was just having a conversation. Like, he was literally just talking.
That don't mean he wanted to have a conversation with you.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, okay, maybe I'll back. I've already shown myself friendly to him. I'll just back off and just like not deal with it.
I will say this about introverts.
It's still rude.
But see, that's not fair for you to, for y'all. I'm speaking for to all of you fucking retarded. Oh. It slipped out.
Get him out of here. Yeah. He's just like his fave. That's what his fave would say. That's what his fave be doing. Barbies of a playhouse. Whoa. Play together.
That was okay. I overreacted. Okay.
See?
This is for all of you extroverts out there. Number one, y'all need to stop taking it personal when people don't want to talk to you.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Number two, y'all need to stop seeing us being silent as rude because I'll say this. Like, if I'm quiet, it's because, like, it might not be because I'm overthinking or I'm like really anxious. It might just be because I'm a quiet person. I enjoy being quiet. A lot of people who are like social just don't understand that not everybody wants to talk all the time. So I want y'all to like relax.
Who goes to a fucking like gathering?
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I stay in the house, and that's why I left that party when I did, because I was like, I'm not even being a part of this environment, and I don't really want to be here. So I'm
that's the thing. It's just like, okay, so like introverts, like I guess I can only use you in this example. It's like, okay, so you go to these settings And you're like, I don't want to be involved in these settings. I'm just going to separate myself from these settings. And then when people are just like, is everything okay? Is what's wrong? Because like I don't like it. It like I feel like sometimes it's like people don't understand how stuff stands out in a room full of stuff. And it just like it's like obviously it's standing out.
The only quiet person is definitely going to stick out.
Yes. And so it's like, okay, so like everyone else is having fun. Are you? Why are you not having fun? And so
my response to that is continue having your fun and mind your business. Like, I'm chilling. Like, when you see quiet people in a space, just know that they're not going to die from being quiet. You can leave them alone. Like, it's not a crime. But that's why I also say, like, even in that situation specifically, like, I'll just leave. Now, I came to get myself out of my comfort zone. Like, it was a lot to get me to agree to come. It was a lot to get me in the door. I'm, like, drinking and smoking and try to, like, ease myself and, like, you know, warm up and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, okay, here's the first problem. The person who invited me to the party, of course, they had to attend to everybody in the party. So, it's like, I'm here by myself, essentially. So, yeah, I'm already a fish out of water. And number two, I'm doing too much mental work trying to see if I want to stay long or if I want to, like...
Why didn't you, like, take that chance because you were alone just to be, like, one of the people that were trying to talk to you, just, like, talk to them?
Now when people are trying to talk to me, I'm not just, like, not responding to them.
Well, I don't think you're not responding, but I'm, like, if people are just, like...
But there are people like that, for real.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you're not doing that. So. But I think, like, if that moment, like, I know if I come into a situation, I'm, like, I'm alone as fuck right now. And, like, if someone's, like, trying to talk to me, I would just be like, okay, I'll play along with it. Like I know that even as an extrovert, I have extreme social anxiety. Like, I'm thinking about everything going on in the room. So, like, even, like, I know when I would throw parties, like, I would be thinking about so many different things going on in that one room. And so it's, like, it's hard to, like, really just, like, pinpoint, like, a way to, like, really just make sure everybody's good. Like, even if, like, you're, like, you never know. Like, I don't know. It's hard. I feel like you said, just give people their boundaries, let people do their thing. But I don't know. I feel like that you, like, you're taking steps right
now. I just want people to not read introverts as rude. Some people are just quiet. And that's okay. Like, my entire time in high school, I'll tell this story all the time. I got voted class mute 1 year. Mind you, I wasn't even the quietest person in the class. The quietest person was Leonard Fuqua, okay? Leonard didn't say a fucking word to no fucking body. Okay? I sat at a table with a couple people and I talked to them. Leonard didn't talk to no goddamn body and nobody bullied him about it. Okay?
I think people are just, if this has been going on this long, maybe people just really want to get to know you, and you're like, no. And so it's just like, people are just like, please.
That's not it. It's just, I just think it takes me a long time.
Right.
If we don't already have a rapport, like, via the internet.
Yeah.
I'm not going to meet you and be like, well, it depends. Because I did meet this man in the parking lot, and I do think I fell in love again.
So you fall in love with your butthole first, that's but not
why introverts can be dual too. I can be in a parking lot and whip my dick out with a bunch of strangers, but that don't mean I want to talk to them after this. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot less intimate than having a conversation with the lights on in the middle of a party.
I think having a conversation with the lights on at a party is more intimate because
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You in the parking lot's a lot less, is not intimate at all.
That's true. Just like, and that situation is set up for that, you know?
Yeah, it's just like a quick wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But like at parties, it's just like...
Well, when a wham, bam, and let's be clear, I don't want the girls to think I was fucking in that parking lot, but I had my dick out.
Okay, well, thanks for the
PS. Well, it ended up in somebody's mouth, but it's okay. It's the same thing.
Oh my... Okay, well, yeah. Bitch, I'm at a loss for words.
Speaking of dicks, do we want to rate a dick today?
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've remembered what it looks like. It's not in the notes, but yeah.
It's not. I'll pull it up real quick because I don't remember it.
So if you guys want to send us your dick pics for us to rate, you can DM us on Twitter or Instagram. And you can send them to our email at asboysnextdoor@gmail.com. And we will rate it live on the show. When we start doing live shows, y'all, we've already had this discussion. You bitches are signing disclosure agreements that say you consent to be shown dick pics at the live show. And because we won't be getting sued. We ain't got nothing for you to take. Tasha K, I've learned my lesson. I won't be saying nothing or doing nothing out of the legal scopes.
We will not be sharing a hut and fighting for 6 cents in a hot dog from Costco. Okay? That is not in our future.
Literally just, okay? So, yeah. You describe the dicks. You describe it because I can't even see it right
now. So, today's dick came from content creator King Swells. That's K with two I's, an N-G. Swells like your butthole is swollen from pounding with two L's and two Z's. And his bio on Twitter says, "Big dick ATL top here, not for everyone. Add my OnlyFans."
It is a big dick.
It's a good dick. Add my OnlyFans for more content. I'm your favorite. And it says, hashtag whole remodeling technician. Hashtag
That is the name of the episode, bitch.
Hashtag prostate killer. Okay, so he sent me a couple of gifs. He has a video on here. The first one is him with Malik Joseph. You know that?
I wonder, did he get beat up after that?
I don't know. It like he might be able to take him on. Bitch, he playing around. And so,
but that's the video that made me realize he had a big dick, because the picture that you sent me that he showed you, I was like, okay,
no,
it's cool, but he don't take good angles. I went down his whole shit. He don't have the best angles, I would say.
This video with his dick sitting on top of Malik's ass, his dick literally. Okay, so imagine you're on your on all fours. His dick, It goes past the crack. Is that his arch of his back? And it's fat and it curves at the tip. It is pink.
Like those. Those are rare.
Yeah, those are curve rare. At the it's tip. Like a little unicorn. The rest not of a unicorn. Straight, right on the horn. It's a little surprise at the end.
And his is perfect because like the prostate is like in that same position.
Oh my god. I know that dick hit good. I know that's a good dick.
And I'm creaming just thinking about it.
Yeah, me too. Oh, and it's just like, it's like, okay, the color is kind of like a, I won't even say chocolate. It's like a milk chocolate color, but the tip is like pink. So he probably got circumcised later on in life because of the discoloration between the tips. So, tip. Mm. Yeah, and then it's like, oh, his body's nice too. He has a very nice body.
I feel like he has a good after gym, after work smell.
Yeah. And he looks hot in his underwear. He has, like, go check out his page. Honestly, this would be a good, like, promo for
him. How big do you think that is? Like, 8 pounds?
I was watching some gif of him, video of him shaking that dick. That's a good 8.5, 9.
Okay.
And it's fat. That's a meaty dick. That's a meat.
It's a good width. It's not too thick. It's not thin.
Yeah. I know he is.
My only critique is that, you know, for the growth of his Twitter and OnlyFans, take better angles. Because you got a pretty dick.
It's a pretty dick.
The dick needs to be represented better.
You need to hire us for your PR team. We'll tell you how to get those dicks right.
I don't know how to take dick pics.
Okay, so I
used to take a lot, and I was going through my Google photos. I used to take a lot of nudes when I was like 50 pounds lighter.
Uh-huh.
Well, like 60 pounds at that point. I used to take a lot of nudes, but I don't know how to do it now. I don't.
I was like feeling like you know, like you wake up and you're like, oh, I look good today. So I took a picture and my dick was out earlier and I posted it. I just sent you a picture from his Twitter. Look at that one. But I took a picture and it, like, my dick is in it. And when I say my DMs have been going fucking crazy, and I feel so bad because I feel like I'm false advertising, because it's just like, it's just.
You posted a dick pic on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just a normal picture. It's just a normal Ken picture. And so I posted that, and my DMs were going crazy, and I feel like I'm false advertising. because I don't want anyone to think I'm fucking them. I don't want anyone to think that it's that type of party. And so I'm putting that PSA out there. It's not that type of party. So thank you for the appreciation, though. But no.
Out of five, what do you give that dick?
I give this 5 licks.
Okay. I didn't want to be corny because I think we gave away a couple fives like a couple times. I didn't want to give another one out. But
this, the picture I just sent you is what sealed the 5 because it's just the angle of it, the balls. His body, like, his leg is lifted. It's just like, you see gooch, a little gooch. I'm just like, yeah.
Yummy. Well, thank you for that 5-star dick. That's a 5-star dick. That's a 5-star dick. 5-star dick. 5-star dick. 5-star dick. That's a 5-star.
What a slut.
If y'all want to send y'all dick pics, send them on in. asboysnextdoor@gmail.com. Y'all have not sent us any advice questions. I guess y'all don't want to know shit about your life.
And
we are experts.
And don't send us nobody else dick pictures.
Yeah, don't do that. We're not getting sued, yeah, bitch.
Thank you.
So
this is not the
Bill Cosby still getting sued for some shit he did in 76, okay?
Okay, we're not
no parts.
We're not risking it. Kiki Palmer, Angela, you didn't even sponsor us yet, okay? We got ways to go before y'all shut us down.
Is that it for today?
Yeah, I guess
so.
You
want to talk about something else?
I mean, no, not really. Did you have anything in mind?
I don't have a confession. I mean, I kind of just told you I got my dick sucked in a parking lot, but that's not crazy.
I don't have any confession either, but I did, like, I was just thinking about the Ruby Rose thing, about her talking about guys that she liking guys, okay, that she doesn't like her, and I totally get it. And she was getting dragged for it. And I feel so bad.
Yeah, I think that's you know how the internet is. I think it's unfair for people to drag her for that. They might just more so be dragging her for admitting that, because a lot of people are like that. Like,
oh, 100%. I know a lot of people.
Like, that's not
that.
An uncommon thing.
Yeah. I feel like, well,
I find myself in that situation sometimes too, where I'm like, let's say a guy likes me. I'm like, oh, that's cute, whatever. Yeah. The minute he's not paying me any attention,
what's
I'm
wrong
like,
with you, bitch? Yeah.
Hey, don't you like, you remember, right? You still like me, nigga. Get over here and be on my shit. Even though I ain't going to give you nothing back. Then when you start liking me back, I'm like,
that's me.
You might want to calm down a bit, buddy.
That's me 100%. That's why when you said, I'm like, I totally get it. Because, like, I was talking to this guy, and we talk on and off all the time. And it's when he's not fucking with me the most is when I want him the most. But when he's on my dick and calling me all day and all this other shit, I'm just like, leave. Oh, it's so annoying. Like, I don't want to wake up talking to you. And, but then we fell out, and we haven't been talking for, like, the last couple weeks. And I'm just, like, trying to get his attention back and everything. Like, he'll watch my story, I'll watch his. I'm just like, I hate
niggas. Yeah. I mean, I've grown out of that for the most part. I do catch myself sometimes still being like, because I do like.
I like a chase.
I'm be honest. I like when niggas be up my ass, even when I'm not giving them no play. I do. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Maybe it's Aquarius thing. Maybe it's like an ego thing. I don't
y'all
know.
Are
I
sick. Like, y'all are sick people.
Well.
Sickos. Like, something's literally wrong with all the prayers. Something's just in.
I need to test you out. I need to see how willing you are to.
Like, why does someone have to be stressed before we even, like, officially are with you? It's like I go in.
I said I'm growing out of it, and I ain't grown yet. Dang.
So toxic. Like it's just terrible. Fuckers. Just worst people. Like, and I was thinking about it earlier. Like, I like Leos. I like Sagittarius. I like Aquarius. And all those are, like, the terrorist signs. Like, all those signs are just, like, the fucking worst. And I'm just like, I really just enjoy them. I like how difficult they are. I like the lack of attention. They give it everything except for what they want to give it to. Like, that just drives, that just, oh.
That's how you know you really got somebody that likes you. When we give you the give, then you know.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, I don't want to, that's why I'm like, bitch, you sipping this drink like this is insane. That's why okay. That's why I'd be like, I forgot what I'm about to say, bitch. Whatever.
Well, thank y'all for listening to to this week's episode.
Wolfgang, Uncle Freddy said you're a dumb piece of shit.
What was the title of the episode? I just said it was the dude bio. What'd he say?
Hold on. It's
was it certified hole mechanic or some shit like that? What the fuck he said?
Certified hole mechanic. It says hole remodeling technician.
That's the name of the episode. So thank y'all for listening to the whole remodeling technician episode. I might shorten it to tech so it don't, you know, get cut off on the scroll.
Oh my god, this is so stupid.
Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. You can follow me at Blackberry on TikTok and Instagram.
Somebody was like, they miss you on Twitter again.
Now, I'm very close to 25K on Instagram. Y'all still, if y'all want me to get on Twitter, you got to get my TikTok to 100K. Fuck TikTok.
Oh, girl. We ain't never getting that.
That's
shit.
That's the stipulation. Them is the rules. Them is the rules.
And then I'm _ Ken Lush on Twitter, and then regular Ken Lush with two H's on Instagram. I'm the cute little Mario star, so you'll see it pop up.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought that was the reading rainbow star. Oh, what's that star? It's like the more you know star.
The reading rainbow. Yeah, I think so. I think it's that, but no, bitch, that's Mario.
Well, there you have it, folks. come back next week and we'll talk about more nonsense that y'all don't give a fuck about, honestly.
Clearly. Bye.
Bye. Say, baby, I love you. Say, baby, I love you.